Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Serial Hustler Podcast. Coming straight out of H-Town, Tejas, the heartland, you dig. It's the Trench Trapper, the one and only. It is the Serial Hustler, and thank you for tuning in for this episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Serial Hustler Podcast. Good things happen to those who wait. As you know, of course, it is the Serial Hustler Podcast. It is a late night one for you guys. It was Saturday evening. Now it is Sunday morning, and I am enjoying a adult beverage, enjoying this festive Christmas season, and I just wanted to make a podcast for you guys. I know it is. It can be a very stressful time of the year for a lot of people. It is a time of the year when suicide is actually most prevalent around the Christmas season. I'm still trying to wrap my head around and like understand why that is the case. I would imagine the case is due to just our society, and people feeling like they need to, like, you know, just spend outside their means to, you know, just fulfill gifting for all their friends and family and whatnot. But the whole point of this podcast is to basically make you look at things differently. To, you know, I mean, life, when there's a problem in your life, it's not multiple choice. It's not A, B, C, and D. There's a million possible answers that you can go with. That is the point of this podcast. It is to look at things differently. And when I did start reselling, I was completely looking at things differently. Selling my stuff was not even in the ballpark. That was not even in my mind frame whatsoever. What was in my mind was just stress and worry and havoc and all those words. But I, you know, gratefully, I was exposed to content and I was just, I don't even know what, I don't even really know what happened to me, but I was able to take a step back and I was able to slow down, breathe, because I do think that a lot of times in life we forget to breathe, which is like such a fundamental thing of living. And I know I do. I mean, I'm just speaking for my own self. But I have heard other people say this as well. So I know I'm not the odd man out, when it comes to this, at least. And so you got to just take a step back. You got to breathe. And you have to realize that you don't have to just go with A and B or C and D. You could, as I've said many times before, I mean, there is so much money to be made just sitting in front of your face right now, collecting dust, stressing you out, causing you to trip. I am no exception. There's stuff right in front of me right now that is not listed on my eBay store that I should list. You know, I'm just speaking from my own personal experience, and if I've experienced it, I'm not the only person. So, I hope that you guys can take, you know, something away. I hope I'm providing some type of value for you. And I do believe, and I would not say this if I didn't believe it, that, you know, the average person does have thousands of dollars just collecting dust that they're not even using. And if you haven't used that item, if you haven't worn that article of clothing within the last 6 months, list it, sell it, get rid of it, out of sight, out of mind. You know, another thing that I did get into was minimalism. And minimalism doesn't just apply to just the physical aspect of just having things and then freeing things from your life. It's not just that. It's also like just I feel like so cliche, like a state of mind, but it is kind of a state of mind. It is, in a sense, you know, when like, because we do complicate things, we do overthink, and we do, I mean, heck, I mean, I do it all the time, but I am mindful, I'm self-aware, and I do recognize it, and I do take a step back sometimes. I'm working on it, but I would recommend, if you can relate to that, you know, give it a try, like, you know, just because with minimalism, it does help you, it does, like, help your, like, mind state. Like, if you have a free, clean space, you're able to think a lot clearer, you're able to, like, less clutter, less physical clutter is less mental clutter. I do believe that. I'm sure that you've probably heard, like, you know, making your bed, like, is good for your mental state. I do believe that. I do believe that having a clean area, like, less things within your, you know, like, your apartment or your home, it does affect your mental state. And it also affects, like, just every aspect of your life. And I do think that there is a correlation between minimalism, or there can be, at least, a correlation between, like, minimalism and reselling. And I do always recommend, when people start out reselling, just start out in your house. Like, just start out. And this is the perfect time. There's no better time to start reselling than right now. It's 4:15, and people are buying gifts for all their loved ones and friends. And it's just, there's no better time than right now. Because right after Christmas time, it's going to slow down. It's going to slow down. And basically in every area of business, and the restaurant business and the retail business, it slows down after Christmas. And there's no time like the present. Right now, it is, as of right now, this very moment in time, it is December 15th. There is 10 days before Christmas. The clock is ticking. There's no time like the present to start reselling, to list those items of clothing that you haven't worn in 6 months. Heck, I bet you got some items that are brand new that you never even wore, maybe. I know I do. And you could list those things, and somebody could actually get some use out of it. Somebody would actually be able to, like, that could be somebody's gift to somebody, to their loved one. You could make a couple of bucks off of it. It's money in your pocket, and you're helping somebody else out. Value. That's the key. Like, that is the point that I'm trying to get across here. Like, that's, I don't know. I think it's incredible. Like, it, when I'm starting to get, like, just a flashback to when I first started reselling, and it was just, like, such a, it was amazing. Like, it was just such a revelation for me when I realized it, because I was so stressed. I mean, I had just gotten my dream. Like, I visualized exactly what I wanted. I visualized the apartment, the type of apartment that I wanted, and the particular part of town. And very, very fast, like almost instantly, I saw that listing on Craigslist, and I got it. I got exactly what I wanted. And I do believe in, like, speaking things into existence. And it was exactly what I wanted. It was perfect. However, there was a catch. Money, you know? In the world that we live in, you know, you gotta, you know, nothing is free. And I had to pay for my first month's rent In addition, I had to pay for the deposit as well, which was an additional amount of rent. So I had to pay 2 months essentially. And I did that through reselling. I did that through selling stuff that I wasn't using, stuff that was just collecting dust, stuff that I basically just forgot about. And I was able to make money off of it. I was able to use that as a means to pay for the deposit, to live in the part of town that I wanted to live in the, like, just, you know, just the perfect living area, just the perfect everything. It was less than a mile away from my work. I wanted a place where I could bike to and from work, and I got it. And reselling was the way that I was able to pay for the deposit, pay for the rent. Like, that was the missing piece of the puzzle for me. And, you know, maybe you might be a person that you're stressed right now. You're thinking, like, oh, like, how the heck am I going to pay for the gifts, you know, for my friends and family? How am I going to pay for my kids' gifts? I want to get them, like, a new video game console. I want to get them. Oh, my God. I was very into Legos when I was growing up. I remember my mom buying me some Legos, and she was like, all right, well, like, you know, I know you wanted, like, a PlayStation, but I thought that if I got you some Legos, that it would be more, you know, like something you could use your imagination with type thing. And what I'm trying to get at is, like, I was reacquainted with Legos last week when I was hanging out with my sister, and I was blown away at how much they cost. I was just like, oh my God, like, people actually pay $79.99 for a Lego set. I mean, I know it's dope. It's like Star Wars Millennium Falcon, or like, it's like, you know, it's like Jurassic Park, or I just hit my guitar, if you heard that. And like, they're expensive. So if you're stressing, if you're trying to get that Lego Millennium Falcon for little Susie, reselling will definitely help you get there. And I would highly recommend clothing. That's a perfect stepping stone to getting into reselling, because there's a low return with it. And if you examine the clothing, if you describe it correctly, if you do the proper measurements, you know, do your research, do your, I'm not sure if this is the right term, but like, due diligence with it, you're less likely to get returns. And, you know, it's a much better, it's much better to get into clothing versus like electronics, because with electronics, heck, I mean, I just did a refund on an electronic this week, for this consignment item that I was doing for a buddy. And yeah, electronics, you got to test everything. You got to test every little knob, every attribute, every functionality aspect of it. You got to make sure everything's working, you know, trust me. So clothing it's a good stepping stone into the world of reselling. So I'd highly recommend it for you guys. You know, and then also, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on, Twitter, Facebook. Travis Allen Roundtree is my Facebook. And then, Roundtree Travis is my Twitter. It's Roundtree on Twitter. And then it is, Travis Allen Roundtree on Facebook. So yeah, if you guys have any questions, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I would love to help you guys out. If you guys would like any more information on selling clothing, or just like reselling in general, like how you get started, I would love to help you guys out. It's really fun. Like, it's a, you know, and you might be a person that you're already thrifting, Or you might be a person, I mean, a lot of people like to shop. And if you're already shopping, you might as well get paid for it, right? Hell yeah, you do. You deserve to get paid for shopping. And reselling is the perfect way to do that. So I'd highly recommend doing that. So feel free to reach out to me. If you guys want a YouTube video, I got a lot of time on my hands right now. So let me know, reach out to me, give me a shout. Let me know like what type of content you guys want to see. And I would love to produce it for you guys. So thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and yours. And I appreciate you guys checking out this episode of the Serial Hustler Podcast. And I will see you guys in the next one. Peace out. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Serial Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, the Serial Hustler. It's been way too long. It's been way too long. It's April 1st. It's my first podcast of the new year, 2020. And we are deep in the thicket of the coronavirus outbreak in the world, and we're all like being brought down to our knees, and I am making the most. I'm hanging in there. I hope y'all are doing the same. I feel like the type of stuff I talk about on my podcast and the content that I create might come in handy for some of y'all. You might have lost your job. You might have a job that just doesn't pay the bills. You're able to pay for some of the bills. You're able to pay for some things and some food items. And you're able to have a Hulu subscription. But there's more out there than just a Hulu subscription. There's more out there than every now and again getting a Starbucks coffee. That being said, so I really, really hope that I'm able to help somebody out. I really hope that somebody finds this and it really just resonates. It's what they need to hear at that given time. Like I've said many times, many, many times before, when I found out about reselling, when I found out about selling online and when I acquired these skills and I first discovered the YouTubers that really got me into reselling, it was a game changer. I'm never going to get over. I'm never going to just be content and just nonchalant about reselling and the effect that it had on my life. It had a monumental impact on my life. And the majority of jobs that I've gotten post learning how to resell, pretty much all go back to e-com, and that just goes to show you how vital, how important of a skill that is in this day and age. I still stand by the fact that they need to be teaching this to our children. If school ever picks back up where they left off, they need to teach e-com in school, digital marketing in school, emotional intelligence. Vital, vital stuff. And definitely elements that I'd like to talk about a lot in my podcast. If this is your first time listening, be sure to follow me. I'm on every platform, every podcast platform there is. So yeah, whatever your flavor, if you'd like to listen on Apple Podcasts, if you'd like to listen to the other ones, I am available. I am available in any shape or form you need me in. And I just, this podcast is
It's an icebreaker. It's getting my feet wet in the new year. And it's going to probably be not the most polished thing that I've ever done in my life. But I'm going to send it out into the world and we will see what happens. Because sometimes in life, that is what you have to do. You have to, when you create something, you can't just hit the record button and then you're unhappy with it. And then like you hit the record button again and then you keep on doing that because perfection is it's something that is never going to be attainable. It's never, it doesn't exist. So, so yeah, I mean, I'm just going to put this out there and I hope it helps somebody. And I hope that somebody is you. And I really hope that, you know, if you don't get something out of this podcast, you might get something out of the other podcast. I've made quite a few podcasts. And I want to make a lot more this year, too. So stay tuned, guys.